Halo, halo, apa kabar pendengar setia VOA? Kembali lagi kita bertemu dalam program musik pilihan kita. Saya Leigh Johannes di studio VOA di Washington DC. Sudah menyiapkan sejumlah lagu dan info hiburan yang mudah-mudahan dapat mengisi hari-hari Anda.
Kepada kami di voaindonesia@voanews.com.
Jennifer Lopez dan mantan suaminya penyanyi Marc Anthony tampil bersama dalam klip video untuk single Lopez Ni Tu Nio yang berarti bukan kamu atau saya. Jennifer Lopez dan Marc Anthony bercerai pada tahun 2014. Single Ni Tu Nio termasuk dalam album terbaru Lopez yang berbahasa Spanyol. Jennifer Lopez dan Marc Anthony berkolaborasi untuk pembuatan album itu sejak tahun lalu. Menurut kabar, album itu akan dirilis pada akhir tahun ini.
To work on time. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No more playing video. ain't your mama, no. We used to be crazy in love. Can we go back to how it was? When did you get too comfortable?
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Sleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. She's the tear in my heart. She's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
Inilah VOA.
Ringo Starr merayakan ulang tahunnya yang ke-77 pada tanggal 7 Juli lalu. Album terbaru Starr, mantan pemain drum band The Beatles itu juga menampilkan Sir Paul McCartney yang juga mantan anggota The Beatles. Give Me More Love, album terbaru Starr yang merupakan album studionya yang ke-19, akan dirilis pada tanggal 15 September mendatang. Starr berencana akan menggelar 8 pertunjukan di Casino Las Vegas pada bulan Oktober mendatang dan diikuti dengan tur musik singkat.
Love, love, love,
Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Kabar terbaru dari dunia hiburan, selengkapnya kita ikuti Irfan Isan.
Spider-Man Homecoming sudah diluncurkan.
This is my chance to prove myself.
We have a Spanish quiz.
We gotta get better at this part of the job.
I don't understand.
What are you hiding, Peter?
Aktor berusia 21 tahun, Tom Holland berperan sebagai Peter Parker alias Spider-Man di reboot terbaru karakter superhero keluaran Marvel ini. Ternyata menjaga kerahasiaan berbagai hal yang ada di film ini memang menjadi beban bagi semua yang terlibat, termasuk bagi sutradara John Watts. Makanya John merasa begitu lega begitu film yang merupakan proyek terbesar yang pernah dikerjakannya ini selesai dan siap diluncurkan.
I think it's definitely the biggest thing I've ever made and I'm really excited. I can't wait for the moment when I don't have to keep it a secret anymore and everyone in the world knows what we've been working on.
Spider-Man Homecoming bukanlah film mengenai petualangan Spider-Man yang pertama. Tapi bagi sutradara John Watts, film Spider-Man Homecoming ini sangat berbeda dengan film-film sebelumnya.
Oh, there's a lot of things that are different. One thing I'm most excited about is to finally bring Spider-Man back where he belongs, which is in the Marvel Universe. He's one of many superheroes and he gives us a very different perspective on this world that we've come to know and love. So that's really exciting. And I would say the second reason is this guy right over here, Tom Holland. He brings an energy and a youthfulness and excitement to Spider-Man that we've never really seen before. And I hope people want to see it too.
Setelah pada film-film Spider-Man sebelumnya, hak produksi film Spider-Man dipegang oleh Sony Pictures. Spider-Man Homecoming ini digarap oleh Marvel bekerjasama dengan Columbia Pictures. Setelah pihak Sony Pictures dan Marvel mencapai kata sepakat untuk memasukkan Spider-Man ke dalam rancangan besar film-film Marvel. Alias dipinjamkan dulu ya. Sehingga baru kali ini tokoh Spider-Man bisa tampil dalam film-film superhero keluaran Marvel lain seperti di dalam komiknya. Selain itu, yang membedakan film ini dengan sebelumnya menurut John Watts adalah peran dari Tom Holland yang berhasil membawa energi dan semangat mudanya ke dalam karakter Spider-Man.
Yeah, Tom has this amazing physicality that he brings to the role where even when he's wearing the mask, you absolutely know that that's Tom Holland playing Peter Parker. It's such a great performance. And it was also really tough on him because he was so good at it. Because he was so acrobatic, I made him do as many stunts as possible. And we almost killed him by the end of the movie, but it really paid off.
Bahkan saking hebatnya penampilan Tom Holland, terutama dalam hal berakrobat, membuat John Watts meminta Tom Holland melakukan banyak adegan akrobatiknya sendiri tanpa pemeran pengganti. Sehingga katanya nih pernah hampir mencelakai dirinya. Pertama kali menggarap film Spider-Man, ternyata John Watts mendapatkan satu masukan penting dari Mark Webb, sutradara yang menggarap dua film Spider-Man sebelumnya, yaitu The Amazing Spider-Man dan The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Masukan tersebut adalah...
I got one email from Mark Webb. I've known Mark for a long time. We used to make music videos back in the day. And he said, I'm not going to tell you anything or give you any advice. I'm just going to say one thing. Make sure to hang out with Stan Lee. And I did.
Sering-sering hang out dengan Stan Lee katanya. Dan itulah yang dilakukan oleh John Watts.
Don't mess with me, because I will kill you and everybody you love.
Dari VOA di Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan. Wish that you could build a time machine so you could see the things no one can see.
Cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio. Ooh. And I don't know why I do this to myself. Ooh. I know you
in my heart. I should take down all those pictures from my wall. Promises we made won't fill this empty space. Ooh. And I don't know why I just can't let you go. Whoa. On my gasoline on fire, I never will forget. You grabbed my shirt and pulled it over my head. And you took the side of it down my back. Breathing hard, steaming up the glass. I'll be back if I can bring you back.
Anda masih mendengarkan VOA, The Voice of America.
Priscilla Presley masih mengingat salah satu kenangan manisnya bersama mantan suaminya, mendiang raja rock and roll yang legendaris, Elvis Presley. Kenangan itu ternyata ada hubungannya dengan mobil Chevrolet Corvette tahun 1964. Priscilla bertemu Elvis pertama kalinya pada bulan September 1959 dalam suatu pesta di Jerman, sewaktu Elvis masih menjadi tentara Amerika. Priscilla mulai berpacaran dengan Elvis di usia 14 tahun. Elvis menghadiahi mobil Chevrolet Corvette kepada Priscilla sebagai hadiah saat lulus SMA. Mobil itu merupakan mobil pertama Priscilla. Ia masih ingat menyupiri Elvis dengan mobil barunya itu walau hanya di sekitar Graceland, karena Elvis tidak ingin terlihat disupiri seorang gadis. Priscilla dan Elvis menikah pada tahun 1967 saat Priscilla berusia 21 tahun. Setelah menikah selama 6 tahun, keduanya memutuskan untuk bercerai.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. Satisfied.
have said and done. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
Pendengar, tidak terasa kita sudah berada di penghujung program musik pilihan kita. Terima kasih atas kesetiaan Anda. Kami harap Anda terhibur dengan berbagai info hiburan yang sudah kami putar. Simak berbagai info lainnya dalam website kami www.voaindonesia.com atau kunjungi halaman Facebook kami. Saya Lea Johannes dari studio VOA di Washington DC undur diri. Sampai jumpa dalam program musik pilihan kita berikutnya.
As good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine.